Masechet Bamaseya Paragaf Mishnah Ches. Matza Igrashum. Somebody who finds in the street an Igrashum, which is a document that attests to the fact that Benson has evaluated the property of the Lova, the borrower, to be given to the Malveh. The Lova has not repaid his loan, and Benson evaluates his property in order to give it to the Malveh. Igros Mazon, or somebody who finds a document that attests to the fact that somebody has committed himself to supporting his wife's children from a previous marriage. Star Chalitza Umeyunen, or somebody who finds a Star Chalitza, which is a document that attests to the fact that an Isha has performed Chalitza. An Isha whose husband died without children must perform Chalitza with her deceased husband's brother. Or a Star Meunen, which is a girl under 12 years old who was married off by her mother and brother, that she is a Yisoma, her father is no longer alive, and the Rabbanan were mitakin that her mother and brothers can marry her off, but the Rabbanan stipulated that she can do Mian, which is, while she is still a Katana, she could say that she refuses to continue living with her husband. This is called Mian, and this star attests that she did Mian. Ustare Berurin, or somebody who finds a Star Berurin, which is two people that are going to a Din Torah. Each one of them picks his own Dayan, and the two Dayanim together pick a third Dayan, and this document attests that the two litigants have picked their Dayanim. B'chol Maisa Bezdin, or any other Maisa Bezdin, which is a star that attests to a Maisa Bezdin. The Gemara said this is referring to Bezdin that has decided to give over the property of the Lova to the Malva in the case where the borrower is not around, and Bezdin had decided to give over some of his property to the Malva as repayment of his loan. Hare the Yachzor. In all these cases, if you find one of these stars, you should return it to the recipient. As in this case, we are not concerned that maybe the star was written and never given over. As in this case, that would be uncommon, so therefore we can assume that it has already been given to the recipient. So if you find them, you can give it to the recipient, as it has most certainly fell from the person who was intended to receive this star. Masa bechafisa ubedulaskama. Somebody who finds some star or some contract in a leather pouch or in a leather case. Kachris shall staros or agudos shall staros hareza yasu. Or somebody who finds a tachris shall staros, which is a bunch of contracts folded one into the other, or agudos shall staros, which is a bunch of contracts laying one on top of the other and they are tied together. You should return it to the person who gives a simon. In the case of the kafisa or the luskuma, the person who gives a simon on the leather case or pouch, you would return it to. Or in the case of the tachris shall staros or agudos shall staros, somebody who gives a simon that he lost staros or were folded one into the other or were tied together, you would return the staros to the person who gave the simon. The kama agudos shall staros. How much is an agudos shall staros? Which is, if you find a staff of staros and a person says a simon of how many staros there were, how many staros would be considered a simon? Shlosh akshurim, that if there are three staros are tied one to the other, that would be a simon if he said that there were three staros there. But if there were only two staros there, then the number of staros would not be considered a simon. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Eimer Echad Haloiva Mishloisha Yachzor LaLoiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, if you find three staros together, and in all three staros it has the same borrower, but it was three different lenders, then you would return the three staros to the Lova, even if he doesn't give a simon, as these staros have obviously fallen from the Lova, not from the Malva, as they all have the same Lova, but they have different lenders. Now, this would only be true if the stars have already been confirmed by Bezdin, but if the stars have not yet been confirmed by Bezdin, then you would not return it to the Lova either. The reason being, as since they have not yet been confirmed by Bezdin, we are afraid that maybe all three Malvas had their stars still by the sofer, the scribe, and they fell from the scribe, so therefore you cannot return it to the Lova, as maybe they were not yet given to the Lova. Shlosha halovin me'echad yachzor l'malva. If you find three stars together, that all three stars have the same lender but different borrowers, we return these three stars to the lender, even if he doesn't have a simon. Since they have the same lender, they obviously fall from the lender, not from the Lova. Mother star ben shterosa ve'ene yodea mativo yehemunach hachiyobo leo. Somebody who finds a document among his other documents, and he doesn't know what is the deal with this document. He doesn't know if maybe the Lova gave it to him as a picardum for him to watch, at the Malva, the lender, had already returned the star to the Lova, and the Lova gave it to him to watch, or maybe the Malva, the lender, had given it to him to watch, or maybe the star was partly repaid, and they both gave it to him together to hold on to, and he doesn't know which one of these is the case. He should hold on to it until Elio comes, and Elio would tell him what to do with it. Until then, he shouldn't give it up to either the Lova or the Malva. In Yesh Imayim Simponos, Yasemah Shesimponos. If somebody finds a Simponos is a receipt. Somebody has found a receipt among his documents, and this receipt attests to the fact that one of his Shtari Chovos has been paid up. Then he should do exactly what the receipt says. Whichever star the receipt says has been paid up, he cannot collect that star anymore. Even though it is not usual for the Malva, for the lender, to have the receipt by him, usually the Lova is the one that has the receipt, so you might think that the receipt is not valid and he should still be able to collect from the star that the receipt said is paid up. Even so, since the receipt said that that star has been paid up, he can no longer collect from the star. The Gemara states that this is only if he finds that star, which the receipt attests to the fact has been paid up, that star he finds among his torn staros, even if that star itself is not torn, but since he found it among his torn staros, and he also had a receipt that attests that the star has been paid up, he can no longer collect that star. But if that star that the receipt attests to the fact has been paid up is among his other good staros, then even though the receipt says that it has been paid up, he can still collect the star, since it is not usual for the Malva himself to have the receipt. Obviously, the receipt is not valid. Certain materials that you find, lost objects that you find, you can keep for yourself. And certain materials you would have to announce and wait for the Baal to come along and give a siman to identify it, and you would have to give it back. Now, materials that you find that have no siman, there is no identifying mark on them, and there is no other way for the Baal to identify them, and they were found in such a way that you can assume that the Baal already knows that he lost them and has been miyash, he has given up on getting them back, and he has said, "Bye, weaklings are a kiss. Too bad that I lost my money." This mitzvah you can keep for yourself, and yish is a form of hefker. The mitzvah becomes ownerless, and therefore you can keep it. Elu mitzvah shalom. The following mitzvahs you can keep for yourself. Mata pedos mefuzarin, most mefuzarin. If you find scattered fruit or scattered money, they have no simony, and you can also assume that the bomb knows that he already lost them, so you can keep them. Krichos, Roshus Aram, if you find bundles of grain in a public thoroughfare, even if they had a simon, they would have been trampled by passerby. The Igule de Velo, if you find pressed dates, Kikaros, Shalnachtum, or if you find loaves of bread that was bought from a bakery, Machrozos, Shaldogion, strings of fish, the Hatichos, Shalbasso, or pieces of meat that have not been cut in a unique way, so therefore they have no simon. The Gizeh Tzemer Habos Memidinasim, or if you find strips of wool that are regularly found in this country and therefore they have no Semer Banite Pishton, or strips of flax, Ulishonos Shel Argamon Harielu Shalom Divrei Rabbi Meir, or if you find strips of wool that is dyed purple, you can keep them for yourself according to Rabbi Meir. All of these things have no Semer. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Kol Sheyesh Boshine Chayim Lahachas. Rabbi Yehuda says, anytime you find something that has something unusual about it, you'd have to announce them, and since there is something unusual about them, the Baal can identify them, and therefore he would not have been Miyayish. Ketai, what would be a case? Matzah Igul Uvetocho Cheres. If you find pressed dates, add inside of it is Potterware, Kikar Uvetocho Mos, or a loaf of bread, and inside of it is money. This is very unusual, and the Baal can identify them. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I'm at Kol Klei Ampurya, Eino Chayav Lahachas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, anytime you find new kalim, you do not have to announce them. We are talking about it over here where you found kalim that have no simon. And even so, if the kalim were not new, you would have to announce them. We are talking about a case where you found the kalim in a place where there are a lot of Talmidei Chachamim. And the din is that Talmidei Chachamim are Neman B'tzvias Ayin. They are believed to say they recognize the Kli even if they cannot give a simon, as the Kli does not have a simon. Even so, you would have to return it to the Talmud Chacham, since he says he recognizes that it is his, and we don't assume that a Talmud Chacham would lie about that. So therefore, if you find a Kli in a place where there are a lot of Talmud Chacham, you have to be machlis, even if it has no simon. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar is telling us that if you find brand new kalim, even in a place where there are a lot of Talmud Chacham, you would not have to be machlis, and since they are brand new, there is no way for the Talmidei Chachamim to recognize that it is there, and therefore you can keep them.